say in the business, all the important people are here. I invite you to stand in our first hymn, the entrance hymn, the processional hymn is hymn number 187 in the other songbook, the spiral songbook, hymn 187, Seek Ye First. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise on page 138 and following in the front of the hymnal. Page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is found on the inside back page of the Readings and Prayers Bulletin insert. There are two bulletin inserts today. You'll be hearing more about the other one later on. But inside back page of the Readings and Prayers insert, the hymn of praise, hymn number 527 of the LBW, verses 1 and 3, all creatures of our God and King, we sing the verses printed and as they are printed in the bulletin.
First reading for today is from the 18th chapter of Genesis, verses 1 through 10. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour. Knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. The word of the Lord. The psalmody today is Psalm 15. We will read responsibly with you responding with the bold print. O Lord, who may abide in your tent?
Who may dwell in your holy hill?
Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right.
And speak the truth from their heart.
Who do not slander with their tongue.
And do no evil to their friends. Nor take up a reproach against their neighbors,
in whose eyes the wicked are despised,
but who honor those who fear the Lord,
who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest,
and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today is from the first chapter of Colossians, verses 15 through 28. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things that have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became his servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to God's saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for today, this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now as they, Jesus and his disciples, went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him, Jesus, and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, and it was just read. Let us pray now in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. If you hear nothing else today, hear this. Martha is not wrong. I've heard too many sermons by pastors and priests that say, Martha was wrong. No, Martha was not wrong. Martha was doing what she was supposed to be doing. In fact, this account of the Mary and Martha experience or happening comes right after the Good Samaritan in Luke's Gospel, as he tells it. And in Luke's Gospel, we are told what we are to do. Go and do likewise, Jesus says. Care for one another, love one another, provide one another. And that's exactly what Martha's doing. She is right in all the things that she's doing. She welcomed her guest, whether it was Jesus or all of his disciples. I kind of think there was an entourage, a posse, as the young kids say, years ago. That's how old I am. But she welcomes her guests. She shows hospitality to them. And she, we think, is going to feed them. Okay? We don't know what the many tasks were. I go as far as saying she's going to feed them, and then she made some beds for them, too. She put on clean linens to house them overnight. Listen again. Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. Now, you know Mary and Martha are sisters, but their brother named Lazarus, okay? But not to get ahead of ourselves, that's in John's Gospel. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked. And this is where there may be a problem. She was triangulating, as they say in psychology now. Instead of going one-on-one to her sister saying, hey, help me in the kitchen, she went to Jesus and she said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to come help me. That may be the one thing she did wrong. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha. And for those of you that remember the Brady's Bunch, Marcia, Marcia. Every time I read this, I think, Marcia, Marcia. Well, it's Martha, Martha. You are worried and distracted by many things. That's the key to the whole encounter. Not whether you should make roast beef dinner for your guests or put out the bed linens when they come and the clean towels in the bathroom. Make sure there's a roll of toilet paper there. You should not be worried or distracted by things. This past week, we had Vacation Bible School. We wore everybody out. You can tell by the pews, right? There are five or six families, actually, that are having family reunions and camping, and they let me know that this week. Pastor, we won't be in church on Sunday. And that's part of the reason we're not doing the Vacation Bible School extravaganza. In your bulletin, take that home. I want to see none of you. I will tackle you at the back door if you recycle them. Take home that four-page paper that I worked so diligently on every day during the week, adding names and numbers. It's wrong. We had 25 students, but 16 helpers. We gained a helper on the last day, okay? And her name will be in the newsletter. So if you want to read her name, look at the newsletter in either August or September.
But we had Vacation Bible School, and we wore everybody out, the adults, the high school kids, and all of the little kids. In fact, two girls, a fourth grader and a four-year-old, they didn't come the last day. Their mother called Lacey Zavis and the director at 7 in the morning, Friday morning. I'm glad they called Lacey, not me. And she said, my daughters are just too tired. They won't be there today. We wore them out. Thus, none of them are here right now for worship. But that's okay. It was a wonderful, wonderful week. And my job this year was to teach all 25 students. Okay? It was my job to teach the Bible stories to the 25 students. 15 chapters of the Bible in 5 days. Okay, that's an average of 3 chapters a day, and I had 20 minutes. 20 minutes to teach them and to make sure that they understood what was going on. And what did those Bible passages involve? Because there are no women and children present, no offense, ladies. You're all adults, though. You can hear this. What was involved in those 15 chapters to those 25 students was anger, jealousy, murder, slavery, rape, imprisonment, dreams, famine, forgiveness, reconciliation, and death. Ah! That's how we ended the week, with death. The death of Joseph, who was the key pin of the whole week, Joseph and his brothers, okay, the 12 brothers, and the death and resurrection of Jesus. Try teaching 5-year-olds to 5th graders. I had 3 different classes, preschool and 5-year-olds, and 1st and 2nd graders, because there were so many of those, and then 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th were all in another class. Try teaching all that stuff to 5-year-olds and 5th graders. Anger, jealousy, murder, slavery, rape, imprisonment, dreams, famine, forgiveness, reconciliation, and death. Yeah. I prepared lesson plans. I'm not a teacher and I don't play one on TV, but I prepared lesson plans every day. I sent them to my sister this week. Yeah. After the Friday, I put them all together and said, I hate lesson plans. Because I had them all outlined and I would still forget things. I would still forget things that I wanted to tell them, you know, because I only had 20 minutes. I tried to sing all the songs with the kids and they did marvelous. We had 5th and 6th grade girls leading the songs and we couldn't get high school kids because high school kids now work out in the world, okay? And they take driver's ed and they have basketball and football camp and all that kind of thing. And they did marvelous. They wore me out. I tried to sing the song, but this year we had rap songs. Too many words, and I don't have that kind of rhythm. Pastor's not that young, okay? And then you do the Jane Fonda aerobics. Anybody remember Jane Fonda aerobics? You're showing your age if you do. Because I sell that to the kids. I said, we're singing these songs about Jesus, but we're doing Jane Fonda aerobics. And they look at me like, who the heck is Jane Fonda, and what are aerobics? I've given up long ago trying to do games outdoors and outdoor activities with the kids because my body just doesn't move that way. When my body was 6 years old and 12 years old, it still didn't move that way. Okay? And then in the past 3 or 4 years, pre-pandemic and post-pandemic now, we've done Bible school 2 years in a row during the pandemic, okay? And we've done it successfully. Nobody's gotten sick or hurt or been hospitalized or anything. They added science. It's like, are you kidding me? Jane Fonda aerobics and singing and art projects and crafts is not enough? You have to have science. So last year we blew up bottles in the backyard in the parking lot. This year they did kinetic things and all kinds of weird. Talk to Mary Annie. She was here when they did the whole, the wolf howl, you know, was able to be kinetic in that. It was like, what, kinetic? 5-year-olds? Are you kidding me? I don't like science. I like art. Always have, always will. Maxine, exactly. You and me, art, paper. Give me paper and I'll be thrilled. So we did all that this week. You can read about it in the 4 pages outline and that of who the animals were and all that kind of stuff. That was a whole, I finally figured it out. I'm a dense old man. Miley was the name of the roadrunner. Miley. And Quincy was the name of the quail. Charlotte Poor said, how come all the animals have my family's names? Like my sister and my cousin. She got it, okay? But Miley was named Miley because it was a roadrunner. She ran miles, okay? I didn't get that. Howl, I got Howl, the coyote, okay? But after all that being said, then came snacks. Oh boy, snacks. And every year, the snack is supposed to reflect what happened in the Bible passage that day. Well, what? Anger, jealousy, murder, slavery, rape, imprisonment, dreams, famine, forgiveness, reconciliation, and death. How do you do a cookie and juice about death or imprisonment or slavery? But they did a good job, the kitchen crew. Then came snacks where we were all gathered together at the same time. We weren't in different classes, science, art, Bible. We were all together. All 41 people were together at the same time in the fellowship hall. And I was not distracted, and I was not worried. Imagine that. I didn't eat many of the snacks either, but that's a whole other sermon. We won't go down that road, okay? I wasn't in charge of snack time. I wasn't a part of the kitchen crew. We were simply there all together, breaking bread, which we actually had the last day, and sharing in a meal, a fellowship meal. The meals were actually Oreo cookies, blonde ones. I didn't even know they made blonde ones. It was the sun. And then the Cheetos, I'm glad you're here, Chuck Strom. The Cheetos were the sun rays. It was on a blue plate, blonde Oreo cookie with Cheetos as the sun rays. It was the sun from the desert. We were in the desert, Monument Valley. Read about it. I thought it was the devil's tower, okay? I'm dense. We had Oreo cookies and juice. We had Cheetos, okay? And the kids loved having orange lips, neon orange lips and fingers. They loved it. Chuck Strom. Okay? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had celery sticks and carrot sticks to be healthy. And then grapes and cherries. Cherries from Marla Egbert's tree, but that's a whole other sermon unto itself. Because the kitchen crew said, they're not going to like the cherries. They're sour pie cherries, Pastor. They're not going to like them. I said, watch. And so I stood up, and after we had the table prayer for the snacks, I said, now listen, kids, I love cherries, and I brought these to share with you. But if you don't like them, don't eat them, because I get to take them home then. So don't like them. Don't eat them. I will take them home. Guess how many cherries were left for me to take home? Zero. The Cheeto man got it right. The biggest thing in the whole thing were cherries and grapes and Cheetos. The day before, they had grapes that someone brought in. It wasn't part of the whole thing, okay? Well, actually, it was. The one guy had a dream about grapes, the cupbearer. I lied, okay? And they said they didn't eat the grapes today because they were sour. I said, who doesn't like grapes? Sour grapes, they weren't sour. So then the next day after the cherries, I said, watch this. Okay, kids, I get to take all the grapes home. So don't eat any grapes. They're all mine. I love grapes. And they really do, sour or otherwise. There were no grapes left either. We were simply breaking bread together and sharing in a meal. And I listened to the kids. I would pull up a chair to the end of a table and be able to talk to four or five kids at a time. And I simply listened to them. I was totally a different man and person in the fellowship hall than I was in my classroom. I was not distracted. I was not worried. I was in the moment and present with those kids. And they got it. Subconsciously, they got it. This is the Pastor B we like. We don't like that teacher guy that thinks he has to, you know, teach us everything in 20 minutes about anger and rape and imprisonment and murder and all that kind of thing. No. I was there in the moment and present with the kids, and they loved it. Listen again. Martha had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. That was me this week in my classroom. When we were breaking bread together, pun intended, breaking bread together and sharing in a fellowship meal, pun intended, jelly and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and grapes and cherries and Cheetos were the hot thing, you know, orange lips and orange fingers. We were there with one another. There was no distraction. There was no worries. We simply were being fed. Now, the kitchen crew, the Marthas in the kitchen, there were three or four of them every day, and they were worried about whether the punch, blue punch. I thought, why blue punch? And it wasn't blueberry or anything. It was just blue punch, sugar water that was blue. Well, the sky again. It's a desert sky, blue punch. Who knew, right? I didn't drink any blue punch. I don't do that. Didn't do that in the 60s and 70s either, you know, with or without drugs. Didn't drink it. We were not distracted and we were not worried. We were there for one another. Jesus wants to share his story with you. And that's what he was doing with Mary. And she was being very hospitable. And she sat at his feet and listened. Okay? In the church, that's huge. Who was the neighbor just before this passage? The Good Samaritan, the foreigner, the enemy, the outsider from the Judeans. Who in this passage is being a disciple who is learning from the rabbi and listening to his words? A woman, and a young woman. She was a younger sister. Who does she think she is? Women shouldn't be able to teach and preach and preside at the feast in the church. We still have brothers and sisters in different denominations that believe that. We in this branch of the Lutheran Church say, no, women should be able to preach and teach. They should be the kitchen crew as well as the science crew and the Bible leader and the provider of the meal. But those are still fighting words among Christians as to who are the insiders and who are the outsiders and who belongs in the pulpit and behind the altar and who does not. So this is a radical part of Luke's gospel. Luke is always for the widow, the orphan, the poor, the foreigner, and the women. Read the whole gospel. You'll be amazed. Jesus wants to share his story with you, and he wants you to share your stories with him. That's what I did at snack time. I simply sat there and listened to all the kids. They had something to tell me, every one of them. Pastor, listen to this. Because I didn't let them speak to me when I was in the classroom. I was the one speaking. I was the one pontificating about Joseph and his brothers and forgiveness and reconciliation. No, they wanted me to hear their stories too. And that's just as important. No distractions, no worries, just being present in the moment. No, Martha was not wrong in what she did. She was just worried and distracted. Amen. In the other songbook, he says, I'm looking for my page that I drew up, so I don't have to juggle books. Hymn 241, in the other songbook again, the spiral one, To God Be the Glory. It's two pages long, one page after the other. But 241, we sing all three verses with the refrain after each verse. Thank you.
Our confession of faith this day is the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. Page 105. God has raised the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, in our prayers and in the church, we pray for our bishops, Elizabeth Eden and Kristen Kemple. Back when I was a wee boy in VBS, we only had male bishops. And now we have female bishops, both of the National Church and of our Synod. So remember them in prayers. We also pray for St. John's Vacation Bible School program. Even though it ended on Friday, it's not over. The kids are still learning. They're still singing the songs. So remember the students, the staff, and the teachers listed in your insert. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine, Russia, and the nations surrounding them, involved in the war in that area of the world. We pray for people who have lost property and life due to the wildfires across our nation and the flooding, not only in our nation, but also in India. And we certainly pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders of each of these crises. We pray for those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need, certainly. And then due to death and burial this week, we remember in our prayers Ronald New and Dwayne Moore. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Good and gracious God, in Christ you fill all things. As your church gathers to hear your word, share your meal, and receive your blessing, teach us to welcome strangers as we have been welcomed by you. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Through Christ you created all things, visible and invisible. Teach us all to honor and protect all creation, including living things that remain hidden from our eyes, such as air, atmosphere, molecules, and microscopic creatures. God of grace, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. Through Christ, you reconcile all things, like Joseph and his brothers. Motivate those in power to end enslavement, dehumanization, or brutality of any kind, and to protect and improve the lives of indigenous peoples. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Through Christ, you bring peace. Bring kindness where there is cruelty, hope where there is despair, love where there is neglect, comfort where there is death, and healing where there is illness. Especially we pray for all those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Especially today, we pray for and give you thanks for the students, the staff, and the teachers of our Vacation Bible School program. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace, Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from this world pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially Ronald and Duane. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of your resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we ever can ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Lyndon Porath. Happy birthday this week to Steve Theobald, Isaac Zavison, George Campbell. Happy anniversary this week to Jerry and Tony Bauer, Vincent and Jessica Harris, Jonathan and Melanie Kress. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayer page with the week's events listed in the schedule there. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn in preparation for the Holy Communion. Page 144 in the front of the hymnal, page 144.
salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
208 and the prayer, the blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Come down on earth. Read the words better than me.